We're going.
Okay. Good afternoon. It is Tuesday, November 9th. This is call to order the Story County Board of Canvassers regarding the recent elections. Due to the limited gathering of more than 10, I don't need to say that in regards to the COVID-19 pandemic. So call the meeting to order.
I have some commentary, some required, some just me talking. So we had 22 provisional ballots cast in this election. 4 of those ballots were accepted for counting by the absentee board. Just an explanation about this canvas. When they combined the city and school elections, and this is only the second time we've done these, what happens is today you are certifying all the results from Story County, and then everything that is fully contained within Story County will be finalized today. Those jurisdictions that are primarily in Story County but cross county boundaries, we will get the results from those counties, and we'll certify those results next Tuesday in the second tier canvas.
Gotcha.
So you're going to certify our turnout today, which would include the number of people that went to the polls, the absentee ballots cast and counted, and the provisional ballots, and then of all of the jurisdictions that are fully within the boundaries of Story County, which are on the resolution today. And then next Tuesday, we will finalize the results for the city of Slater, Roland Story School District, Gilbert School District, Ballard School District, Como Nesco School District, and Collins-Mack. So today we're doing the other remaining, most of the cities, and then the Nevada School District in Ames. That's why we have 2 tiers. And then I just want to state for the record the terms for cities. The terms start at noon on the first day of January that is not a legal holiday or a Sunday. And then the terms for school director districts start at the first organizational meeting they have after the final canvas of votes. So you can see that on the certificates of election. And then anyone that was elected to fill a vacancy, that is for the residue of the term. So it doesn't reset when the seat is up. It's for the remainder of the term, essentially 2 years, except in the case if it was like a 2-year mayor, it would have been up anyway. So never mind, withdrawn. I don't want to further confuse things. So we did have quite a few people that were elected to fill a vacancy. And then we also had the number of people that were elected as write-in candidates. So and they are treated just like a regular candidate, except they're not obligated to accept office. And they have to inform the clerk within 10 days of the canvas if they do not want to accept the office. So, or they would simply never take the oath of office, and then when the term starts, a vacancy would be created. So, I would really like to thank my staff, not just my election staff, primarily my election staff, because that's why we're here today with pieces of paper we can actually sign, and that we have a very successful election in Story County. But everybody in the auditor's office works on elections, but they also make sure that everything else the auditor's office does gets done, even if we're busy with an election. So that includes payroll, claims, ARPA funding applications, board meetings, drainage districts, evaluation, and TIP. So they keep the whole engine running. I'm especially happy that Norris is here, my deputy. I would probably go home and cry every night if he wasn't in heaven. So that's how I relieve stress. this week we celebrate Veterans Day. And a number of veterans served as poll workers, so I'd like to acknowledge them. But Kevin is my favorite veteran. So if you could take time on Thursday to think about the hard work that all the veterans that work This election is the last time we're using our precincts that we have. Redistricting will go into effect on January 15th. So unless we have a special election under 6914, which I really hope you don't, but there's been a rash of them lately, so we will, the next time we have an election, we will be using our new precincts. The next scheduled election is the primary on June 7th. However, I have heard from a couple of different jurisdictions that we might have special elections on March 1st, which is the standard date in the spring for cities and schools that have special elections. So we'll find out. When we go into the primary in June, we also hope to have purchased our new voting equipment by then. We like to use that as a dress rehearsal for the next summer. And then yesterday we held our post-election audit that was for the Story City precinct that was randomly chosen by the Secretary of State's office. It was very successful. The recount or the post-election audit board hand counted the 369 ballots cast, and they perfectly matched the machine count from election day. So we did have three members of the public present to observe that, and I think that's important that was great. 21% turnout. Good job, Story County. That compares to 12% 2 years ago. Even though they're the same name election, there's different races and seats top every 2 years, so it's really hard to compare. Our busiest cities for this election were Zeri, Fallsburg, and Cambridge. And then we had some precincts and names which were going gangbusters and some which were doing like half or a third of that. So without getting really granular with the demographics, I have no idea why that would be, you know, adjoining precincts did not turn out in the same, even remotely similar percentages. So interesting stuff. Anyway, that's all I'd say. Kevin, did you have anything to say about this election? I welcome any questions you might have.
So when will you, because you said the precincts that you have right now will be different. So just tell me the process. Do you identify what you need to do for the new precinct locations?
So the legislature has completed the redistricting, right now the counties and the cities do re-precincting. So we have to draw those. We have to use the boundaries for the census blocks as drawn by the census. No precinct can have more than 3,500 people in it as population. We cannot look at voting turnout. We cannot look at where we have polling places now. It's all based on population. We have 43 precincts in Story County right now. What number of precincts we will have after re-precincting, hard to say, might be 43, but spread out differently, might be more like 45. Certainly, Huxley, I no longer have as one precinct, it's too big. Ames, I don't think I can have as 20 precincts anymore, but I go to 24 precincts at Ames. So, yeah, that's just some real preliminary. We draw those boundaries. We work with the boarded cities, which are Ames and Nevada. There's a lot of cleanup because annexations have occurred since the census, and we have to make sure those are included. So the boarded cities pass their ordinance, and then I will bring to the board an ordinance to pass, which will have embedded in that the ordinances from Ames and Nevada, plus any agreements we have with other cities. There are certain things that should trigger agreements. So usually this is a nice long-winded process. We start in April and we finish up in September. Now we're going to start in mid-November and finish up, you know, before January 15th. So it's going to be an expedited process. Almost certainly we will be asking ordinances to not go through three readings simply because we don't have time. the code says the cities have 60 days and then we have 90 days. If the cities take all 60 days, I would have 11 days.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm working with the cities. The drawing the map is not the hard part. It's the having clean legal descriptions of all the precincts and the wards, and then having the agreements in place and figuring out all the little census blocks that got left behind or that are cut off from the, that are not contiguous with the rest of the jurisdiction. And then you, that's where you have to have an agreement. And that's why you have little pieces of Grant Township that go to Ames and Nevada right now. There will be similar things. So I'm working with Matt Boyd, I'm working with Mark Lambert, City of Ames, I'm working with Karen Davis, who's the clerk at the City of Nevada. I'm probably working with Brian Phillips, the assistant. Karen Davis is the sharing clerk, I'm sorry. They're both named Karen and retired. So anyway, I don't like the fact that we have to do it quickly, but that's the only way to do it and have it legally.
I don't have any additional questions. I just want to commend you and your department and all your volunteers for running a smooth election process. I know it is a challenge for you with all the trainings that need to be done, the coordination that needs to be done, and just in general, election night and then tabulating all those results. It's no easy task that you do, and you probably all deserve but a month-long vacation after going through an election like that. But I know that your staff did continue to do all the other work, because I went into their office and felt guilty if I had to go in and ask a question, because I'm like, oh, I know this is election time. I want 2 minutes, and just don't even want to do that, because I know what you're going through. So just want to say thank you for all that you do.
Thank you.
Yeah, ditto. And I think we all know there's a lot of extra pressure put on auditors' offices, auditors, volunteers, everybody right now. So it's no small thing to be doing the awesome work that you've been doing and supporting the volunteers that you have coming and doing the work that they've been doing. So thank you. Is there an actual resolution?
Yeah, Lisa has it.
Okay.
Yes, I do have it right here. Would you like to look at it?
It lists the turnout and the people that were certified today.
Gotcha. Okay.
And then, the City of Collins had a public measure which was defeated. So that's also listed in the resolution.
I would move approval of resolution 22-35.
And I will second that. Basil?
Aye.
Heddens? Aye.
I would move to declare the canvass complete and certify the results of the election to the appropriate jurisdictions.
Second. Basil?
Aye.
Heddens? Aye. Any other additional comments? Anything?
No.
Okay.
I would move we adjourn.
I'll second. Basil?
Aye.
Heddens? Aye. We are adjourned.